Punch Pod in stereo. Every week, Punch Pod brings you live stand-up comedy from Seattle. And now, episode 88, outtake reel number 2.
Thank you, everybody. I'm Scott Wilson.
All right, next up we have coming to the stage, one of my favorites, Brendan Kelly.
Scott, you still in here?
Yeah.
When you wear a Hawaiian shirt, can I call you the Big Island?
Yeah. All right, guys, try and get that out of your brain before you sleep tonight. My name's Sean. Get it back to Jason. Go, give it up. Well, there we go. Sean Riccio, everybody. Sean Riccio. Sean, donating sperm. How about that?
Do you have married ladies?
Do they have a grocery outlet for sperm? All right, your next comment.
Please get up for Mr. Evan Morrison.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you, Anthony. Anthony wearing his Seahawks jersey tonight, Marshawn Lynch. It's not really a jersey, though. It's like a ghetto jersey. It's just a t-shirt with the word Lynch on it. I think we should all be aware of that. Just saying, if you went out at, like, anywhere where there's not like an NFL town, you're gonna be stared at wearing that shirt. Let's move on.
Evan Morrison, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Evan Morrison.
Yeah.
All right, Evan. I just to address the situation. I know it's a shirt. The reason why I have the shirt, not like a cool jersey, is because last Christmas I asked for a jersey, but my mom couldn't afford it. Dick.
Well, I've been doing comedy for a little while, not very long, but one thing I've noticed, there's kind of a big difference between the amateurs and the pros. That difference being, amateurs do a lot of dick jokes, and the pros are the guys who make a living from telling dick jokes.
Sorry, I just like the juxtaposition between $5,000 for a vagina. I used to get it for free, and a McDouble is
reasonable man.
I don't know what you said, but it sounded like something Italian. Are you like reasonable man now for the prostitute? I like that.
Little disclaimer, about 4 months ago I had a showcase here and I was pumped, I was young. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna make it. Fuck Jerry Seinfeld. What I said in my head, right? I came out here, 3 minutes of just nothing, I forgot it all, and then I just said, yeah, white bitches be crazy, you know what I mean? Should I get off stage? I'll get off stage, bye! Hopefully this will be different.
I'm excited to be at a whatever the fuck I am right now, and I'm excited to do it some more, and I'm really happy to be back, and I really missed it here, and excited to go do this again, and I think Hennigan's here, so most everything's been good up until that moment. I'm just surprised he's here. Like, you guys giving away sandwiches? Anyway,
Fucking, I'll have 30 kids. One of these motherfuckers has got to turn out right. You know what I mean? It's got to be. Okay, that's a very new joke that I tried tonight, and you guys reacted exactly like Tacoma did to it. So, you motherfuckers are no better. But here's the thing about Tacoma. I was driving up here on the way from I-5 today, And I gotta say, it was kind of like a Dawn of Man poster, because you start in Tacoma where it's basically amoebas. You get to here where it's something resembling people. So what I'm trying to say is I'm happy to be in Capitol Hill tonight. You should all be angry at Albert and fucking the Asian guy, I forgot his name, because they obviously, they lied to you, and now I'm sitting up here while you all are preparing to drink, and it's like, no, we gotta sit through this fat fuck's bullshit. Okay, sorry about that.
You can just go up to a girl and be, hey, you, kiss my mouth, and then they fucking do it. Smoky eye? What smoky eye? Is that a thing? That's... I know a guy who has a smoky eye and it's not attractive.
But the terrorists tweeted while they were doing it. So I feel like I'm okay. Because, like, really, you're in a war zone, right? And you gotta come up with 140 characters or less to describe all the death. All right. Never doing this joke again, that's for sure. Last time I talked to people on the outside of a comedy show and think that it's a cool idea to take that up on stage.
This next guy coming up started comedy around the same time as I did. And he's not as funny as me, I think. I'm sorry, I love this guy. Everybody keep it going. Eden Nolt.
I walked into the bathroom here a little bit ago, and as soon as I walked in, the air freshener sprayed. That was a little rude. Never been judged by an air freshener before.
Punch Pod is recorded live at the Punchline Comedy Shows in Seattle. Tonight's episode starred Brendan Kelly, Jason Goh, Anthony Calderon, Daniel Gray, Patrick Higgins, Abraham Tedessa, Jeff Rousseau, Robert Lackey, Wilfred Padua, Anthony Calderon, Daniel Gray, and Jason Goh. This has been Punch Pod. Find more at punchlinecomedyshows.com. And thanks for listening. I'm your announcer, Sugar Tits Johnson.